Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
It's Mr. SK, Philosophia Siyakamela, otherwise known as Bishop SK. And that one, Halimputa, is one of his tracks. In case you're not familiar with his music, I'll make sure that every Thursday when he comes in, you get to hear his jam. Well, say SK, good afternoon.
How are you doing, Luko?
I'm good. How are
I'm
you
all
doing?
Right, thank you.
Welcome back in.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Looking nice and draped in the company regalia, I see.
You know I always say, Luko, that when we come to do radio is therapy even for us.
Yes, definitely.
I was listening to you, my friend, quoting very powerful scriptures while I was driving to the studio.
You've been listening from the beginning, actually.
Because I
saw when Pastor Mark was actually sharing the word of God, you were actually tuned in already.
I don't only listen to the...
Because you'll be on
air. Radio Pulpit, because I'm on air. Even when I'm at
really
home,
great.
We tune into Radio Pulpit.
To your station of choice.
To the station of choice.
Oh, absolutely love it. Ooh, we had a very hectic week last week, Mr. SK.
Yes.
I don't know if you heard this one I mentioned earlier on, also earlier. I was laughing on Facebook. Tabo Manki, the lawyer, always shares all these inside stuff.
Yes, yes.
And he was saying, parents need to remember that maintenance doesn't stop at the age of 18.
Yeah, no, that's
true. Like, no,
that's
you must continue.
Because,
and people were shocked. There was a lot of people who were saying, hi, bro, like my dad stopped when I was 18 and stuff. And I know this other girl who ended up even dropping out of school because daddy stopped paying.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, take him to court. And then other news, I'm just updating about anything and everything with regard to law, by the way. I was laughing earlier today.
Yeah.
There's this, in the Eastern Cape, there's what they call abosisimdosh. Abosisimdosh are these ladies that sell your iPhones, your sneakers, your clothes and everything.
Okay.
About, you know, those who sell for a living. And they make quite a lot of money. And this one was talking about this journalist, I believe, from an SABC station I will not mention. Apparently, she was serving that presenter today with her lawyer.
Yeah.
And I think because they said something about her, because generally she's very rude. She's rude to her customers. So people are likely to make jokes and make comments on the stuff she says to her customers. So I laughed today and I was chatting to a friend of mine. I said, so much drama over something I was said on social media. It's important. But I think she's going with that attitude. I'm suing her. But I'm like, chances are she's just wasted a lot of money. They could have resolved this thing. She could have contacted this person, had them apologize, or, you know, sent a letter quickly in jail and the person publicly apologizes and you move forth. But because she's trying to prove she has money.
Yeah.
And this other lawyer is going to drag her and get a lot of money out of it.
Because at the end of the day, lawyers are running a business.
Exactly.
It's a business. Hence, they are called creatures of instruction.
Exactly.
You see, you instruct them, you pay.
And you go with your lawyer.
Yeah.
To the radio station.
Yeah.
To go and serve. And
to
I'm
go
like,
and serve
so I said to this friend of mine, she's even going to pay for that trip to the radio station. I said, she'll be paying for that trip.
Yeah.
She just doesn't know it.
Yes.
There's nothing wrong with approaching your lawyer, but I feel like we always say sometimes, I said, this probably just needs ADR.
Yeah.
And she's making too much noise about it on social media as if this person's going to be told, pay these amounts of monies. But I'm like, there's still going to be steps to this. This person's not just going to be sued and that's it because they said something on social media.
Exactly.
So I just feel like she could have just dealt with the whole situation and reported later on, because right now she's huffing and puffing, really. She's huffing and puffing.
Yeah, you see, Luko, these things of pride and all that, we always speak about this.
That's what it's about. Exactly.
Yes. You see, and this of proving a point. I can afford a lawyer. I can meet you in a court of law. But you find that those are things that we can resolve through negotiations. So,
and that's what she'll be met with. I said to this friend of mine, I'm sad because she's going to be very sad when the lawyer says, now that we've delivered, let's all sit down and resolve this issue.
I always say this on the legal junction, Luko, to say you can come with a senior counsel, but the question is, what does the law say?
You know, it doesn't matter how powerful you think your lawyer is.
That's all that matters. What does the law say?
Exactly.
And this is what we do here on Radio Pulpit every Thursdays.
We conscientize you about the law. It's fine. You can have your lawyer.
Your senior counsel, your so-so attorney.
Manjongoba, you have a lawyer want to punish all your enemies? My friend,
even if you come with a lawyer, you cannot break it, the law. The law remains.
The law, exactly.
It's what it is.
I even said to this friend of mine, I was referring to our program, and I said to him, go to our website and check these programs. Yeah. Mr. Sakamela always just says, look, courts are congested right now.
The court giving you
a date quickly to go fight a Facebook battle that could have just been resolved immediately. Let's try the pals and resolve it and we move forward.
I told you last week we were applying for a court date in the office, and the only nearest date that we could obtain was for somewhere next year.
You know? Exactly, but people don't get it really.
Hence, now the judges are on our heads with regard to Rule 41A, that is mediation. And there's also the RMO organizations that have been instituted to make sure that all accredited mediators must apply and enroll themselves with the Legal Practice Council so that all rough matters should be done through mediation, not through litigation.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, a person...
Rough matters?
Yeah, person is injured. And the only thing to do there, Luko, is to prove the quantum. You see? So quantum can be established through negotiations, not through arguments in court. I mean, it's a fact a person is injured.
Yes.
And it's a fact that those injuries qualifies a payment. Then why not then engage and try to settle in as far as payment. Then RAF come with their lawyers. Then that injured person comes with their lawyers. It does not add up. It's what makes our courts to be congested to date.
True. I know I'm eating out of our time. I apologize. But speaking of RAF, Mr. SK.
Yes.
Quick one. A very sad incident happened in our family recently about last week. The family buried this is actually an aunt of mine. She, weirdest thing, she was always scared of cars. And she was hit on the N2 between Mtata and Dugua. Apparently she was trying to cross the road and she was so scared of cars going to the clinic that she goes to almost every month. And the lady that shares the story who was with her, she says, I tried to grab her the first time. She ran into the road and I grabbed her a second time. A car hit her and she died. She had two children. Is there, and it's a question that's been, everybody's asking, can these children be assisted? The children are quite old, but not very mentally sound. And so people are like, can these kids be helped? Because mommy wasn't working, by the way, but mommy was a...
and she passed on.
She passed on, but she was providing because she was getting social grant.
Yeah, they can lodge a claim of loss of support.
Okay.
Can lodge a claim of loss of support.
There's an answer. See, guys, I get to ask my own questions as well. So we'll chat more about that.
Yes.
Off air.
Yes.
So family in the Eastern Cape, but maybe we can assist them.
Yes. And I see our own person, Cherry
Baby. Cherry Baby. Hi, guys. Cherry Baby's in the house.
You know, I really appreciate the support, Luko, that we get from
so
Cherry
much.
Baby. Every Thursday is when we are here. She's with us.
And the fact that she alerts us that she's tuned in. It's lovely to know.
Yeah.
I know we also have somebody listening right
now. Yeah, we have listeners that
all
are tuning
in all the way from Zimbabwe,
actually. Yeah.
I got a message earlier on. I'm trying to look for it. It was, where is it? Unbreakable Spirit. I don't know your real name, but that's what the profile is called.
Yes.
And Unbreakable Spirit is listening all the way from Zimbabwe right now.
You see. You see how many people that Radio Pulpit touch out
there. And I'm glad you get to get the law at your doorstep.
Yeah, the law at your doorstep. You know that every Thursdays you just tune in and we give you everything law.
Everything law. So what are we talking about, Mr. SK, today?
Today, Luko, I want us to touch the testate and interstate succession.
Testate and interstate.
Yes.
All right.
Testate, you know, I always say this thing, Luko, to say that this law, terms and acts are self-explanatory. Because when we say we are talking Testate Succession Act, it tells you, testate, it automatically tells you that it has to do with a testament. It has to do with a will.
Okay.
You see.
Now you're breaking it down to us.
Interstate, it tells you that it's something that has got to do with a testament or a will which does not exist.
Yeah. All right. Intestate means it does not exist.
Yes. Then testate. Hmm. When you die testate,
okay,
you die with a will. When you die intestate, you die without a will. Then your estate will be divided or will be decided by the law.
I'm sorting Babu check out already.
And Namangazu Yangizo, because here on my headsets, there's noise.
All right, yeah, I'll come help you out.
Yeah. You see, so that's basically what we are touching, Luko. And let me start first by greeting the lovers of the Legal Junction, people that commit their time every Thursdays to make sure that they tune in and listen to this particular show here on Radio Pulpit. And appreciate you, my colleague, that every Thursday we just come and make sure that we empower our people with regard to the knowledge of the law. So the first thing that I'm going to deal with, Luko, it's what is the definition of testate? Testate refers to a situation where a deceased person or a descendant has left a valid will outlined how their assets should be distributed, while intestate refers to a situation where a person dies without a valid will. You see, Luko.
Dangerous so, place to be in.
Yeah, so that is the difference between a person dying testate and a person dying intestate.
Okay.
Yeah, intestate, Luko, saves a lot of things, man. We see shows here on these TV channels that we normally don't want to mention their names.
Mm-hmm.
We see shows people saying, this is our house, this is our cars, this were our brother's property, and so forth
brother's
and so forth.
Brother's property, see, sister's property. That time, brother and sister had children.
Exactly. You see, so the only way to resolve or to dissolve your estate, and if you love your descendants, you will draft a will. You will draft a will.
And never think I don't have much in order to draft a will, because I think that's the trap we fall into, thinking, but what do I have? What
Luko,
do I give?
Luko, a will, as long as it complies with the requirements of a valid will, we're still going to touch that one.
Mm.
You can draft it yourself.
Oh.
You don't really need to consult a lawyer to draft a will. As long as you understand what are the requirements of a valid will, you can write your own will. And it does not need to be typed or and so forth. You can write it with a pen. As long as it's safely kept, that when you pass away, then it can be read to your descendants or your heirs.
What matters is that your wishes are made known.
Your wishes are made known and it complies. The reason why you will need a lawyer to draft a will, it must comply with the requirements of a valid will, because we have a will that can be
rendered as
can
invalid.
Be rendered null and void or invalid due to it not complying with the requirements of a valid will.
We are going to need to look at that. Just now, Zipalama will are useless.
Yeah. Remember, it is the same as contract. The other time we were talking law of contract.
Yes.
And we spoke about contracts that are null and void because they do not meet the requirements in terms of law.
Okay.
You see, they do not meet the requirements in terms of law to make it a valid contract that is binding to your conscience.
Yes, I remember.
Yes, so those are the things that the listeners of Radio Pulpit need to be aware of. To say, yes, you can draft a will, you can make your wishes known, but the question is, do those wishes comply with the requirements of the law?
So if they don't comply, you're as good as having having left a will.
You are as good as having.
Oh, Kulukulu, I'm kabanga writing a whole will and they're like, we don't recognize it.
Yes.
I'm also tuned in. That's Nicolene Khadebe. Hello, Nicolene. It's been a while. It really has been a while. I'm sure you've even forgotten her name.
You see, Luko, the Legal Junction is very big.
Listen. we love discussing the law and we love the fact that you love it as
exactly.
well.
Exactly. Yeah. Because we normally say this on the Legal Junction, to say when you live without law, you live without freedom.
So it means you love your freedom.
If you love
here.
The law, you love your freedom.
Yeah.
If you love the knowledge of the law, you love your freedom.
Yep.
Because There is no one that can take advantage you of. Mm. Because we spoke when we were talking last week, Luko, about false advertising.
Mm-hmm.
I realized how many people suffer the consequences of false advertising,
yes,
in terms of the law.
Yep.
Pricing,
mm-hmm,
how some companies, service providers will advertise their pricing wrongly.
Yep.
Then after you buy. So I realize that there's a huge impact that the legal junction does to our listeners.
Yeah.
And we really thank God for such
grace.
Because
these are everyday matters. That's
these
the truth
are
of them. We bump
today
into them.
Matters.
There's always people ready to rob us somewhere, somehow.
Yeah.
There's always, unfortunately.
There's always scammers out there.
Whoa.
There's always scammers that are...
Whoa.
Standing there like lions.
Mr. Ske, don't talk about it. I have been scammed this year twice already.
Yeah.
Twice, imagine. And I'm not one to be scammed. Like, when you try to help someone and you fall into a trap and you're like, hey, bo, dude, I was just trying to help you. Like,
exactly.
What's this about? But
yes.
Yeah, I've fallen trap into those. Yeah. But tell me also, Mr. Ske, while we're talking about that, is it possible, let's say, for a parent, to write a will and exclude a child? When I say a child, I'm not just talking about Uluko, who is independent. I'm talking about, let's say, an under 18 child.
Uluko, a will represents the wishes of the deceased.
But can you wish to exclude a minor that still needs to be taken care by you?
What's your take about the mother that sold her own child?
Well, that one is deep.
Yeah, you see.
That one's too
so
deep.
So if Luko, you know, there's a lot of things, my friend, and I always tell you this to say, you know, some things we can come here and speak about law and shout and say law this, law that, law this, law that. We still have people that choose to be
break
lawbreakers.
Law. Exactly. So people do exclude their children, but what does the law then say in that case? Because you once shared about the responsibility of a parent to take care of their child.
I was watching a show yesterday, just on this channel, see on TV.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, a father telling his own daughter to say, "You know what? I'm no longer your father."
Disowning, basically.
Yes, disowning.
Okay.
So there's a lot of things, Luko, that. Can take course because one, we're living in the world where people are bitter, people are angry, do you understand? People are depressed.
Okay.
Do you understand? So anything is
can
possible.
Happen.
Yeah, that is why we have the law, Luko.
So if it has happened, is there a route that the law takes then to protect this child?
You see, with regard to a will, remember, a will must be written by a sound and sober person.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand?
Yes.
You cannot write a will if you have mental instabilities. You see, so, and you must be above a reasonable age to be able to draft a will. It's like a contract.
Yes.
You see, when you are less than 18, obviously you are a minor. A guardian should be able to guide you through those particular steps. So it's the same thing when you write a will. You need to be sound and sober. So it will be an issue if a reasonable parent can just decide to exclude his own children in a will.
And I'm asking because I've seen there's one, I don't know if I should call him an influencer, but he's not an influencer. He doesn't want to be called an influencer, but he's really doing great for himself.
Okay.
But they always threaten, I've seen it on posts, even on Facebook, where they say, "You disrespect me as my child. I'm not leaving my things to you for you to squander," and. And my question always is, especially because children start misbehaving in my teenage years and whatnot.
Yes.
And some go and live guapala-pala where their heart pleases.
Yes.
But let's say like a 16-year-old decides to go live like where, and you give up on pursuing them.
Mm.
But does that then justify, yes, you feel hurt and whatnot, to say, can that child, basically what I'm asking is, can that child come back and say, "Well, my mom is no more. I was her dependent. And so I am entitled to her estate."
You see, in that situation, one, there's particular steps that must be followed in law, Luko.
Okay.
Obviously, that particular child will have to prove
that they were dependent on the mom.
They were dependent. And again, they will have to prove the biology around it to say, no, okay, these are my biological parents and so forth and so forth. Mm-hmm. So there's just a lot of things in terms of, you know, the reason why this thing that we are talking about today is called succession.
Mm.
It speaks of
taking over,
inheritance. Mm. To understand. So it moves from one family to the other. Hence, it creates some sort of a history that should be followed. Hence, in law of succession, there is how this succession must move.
Oh.
It must move from this grandparents to this grandchildren. It must move from this grandchildren to the same way the Bible says it.
In its true nature, the issue of, like you're saying, wills and successions are not supposed to stop. As my child. Somehow that inheritance should be safeguarded to benefit the next generation. Is that what you're saying?
The Bible says it must be for the children's children, not only for your own children. Yeah. When you leave inheritance, you leave it for the children's children, not only for your own children. Because if it's done for your own children, then it's done in a selfish manner.
Yeah.
It's malafide.
And unfortunately, you can't guarantee Uguti they'll pass it on.
You can't guarantee because we've seen people squandering inheritance. Mm. But again, Luko, I think it's how you raise this particular children.
True.
Do you understand?
Yes.
Train a child in to the ways of godliness so that when they have grown up,
they
will not depart from it. You see, some behaviors, Luko, of people, it's how they were raised.
Yep. It's true.
Do you understand?
It's true.
It's instilled about how they were raised.
It'll keep look like we're blaming people.
We're blaming people only to find that, nah. These people, this is how they were raised. And this is how why they behave this way.
Mr. Bob Jack is actually reminding us to touch on the issue of executors. He says, go deeper into the will issue, Dr. Siakamela. What about executors? We're going to touch on that. Definitely.
Yes.
So note it down, Mr. SK.
Exactly.
And MP says, Shalom Luko and our legal advisor, Mr. SK. What happens if you're married in community of property and the other party doesn't want to make a will?
You see.
Hmm.
And I'll start with that one, Luko, in community of property.
Mm.
You see, a will is not something that which you will need to sit down, even if it's in community of property.
Mm.
A will is an individual decision.
Yes.
You say, me, suppose I die.
Okay.
This is how I want
my 50%
assets to be distributed. Do you understand?
Yes.
So whether the other party wants to draft a will or not, if they die refusing to draft their own will, they will die interstate and the law will decide on their estate.
Sure.
So you don't need consent per se to draft a will because a will shows how much you love your family.
Yeah.
You don't want the law to decide for you. For your, in as far as division of your estate, you decide your estate while you are still here on earth.
Yeah.
You see, so you can just draft your own will and move.
Is it not? I think the reason MP is asking this is does it not prejudice him as the other partner when the other partner refuses to draft a will? Because you're saying, for instance, that the law will decide for you then in that case.
Yes.
And does it not pose a difficulty for the winding up of the estate when one does not draft a will?
No, it does not cause anything. Remember, if one dies with a will, estate will be divided according to that
will. To the will, yes.
If you die without a will, estate will be decided by the law.
Okay.
You see.
All right. And who is it likely to divide it amongst? Dependents?
Dependents. Then there will be documents that will have to be submitted by the Master of the High Court and letters of executorship or of authority. If the estate is less than 250,000, will have to be obtained. Then liquidation and distribution accounts will have to be prepared, submitted at the Master. You see, then you will have to submit the family history.
Yeah.
You see.
So that they make sure nobody's robbed.
So that they make sure that nobody's robbed. Unlike when you have a will, I give this to my children. If I've got a life policy, can my life policy be divided amongst my 5 children, my 10 children? Each takes equally.
So when you don't draft it, you are risking being given to those that you really feel strongly it should be given to.
Exactly.
Because people have this tendency of just saying, but they don't write it down. Yeah. And when they know more, everybody's like, look a bit in.
You see.
Yeah.
So it's best, Luko, to decide
now. And I guess it's a form of responsibility.
To draft a will.
It's a form of responsibility.
It's a responsibility, and it's also a sign of maturity.
Yeah, that's the right word. Yeah. It's maturity.
It's a sign of maturity because you don't want your family to come and bother your spouse, to come and bother your children.
Yeah.
Do you understand? You know, there are families, Luko, that are very cruel.
Hey, Mr. SK, don't touch on that. Yes.
You die, they will just come and trouble your wife. They will just come and trouble your kids.
And the trick, Mr. SK, now is, I always say, even if I lost my husband, Mutsi, you cry with one ear closed and one open. Because most of them grab that moment, that period before the funeral.
Yes.
When you are mourning, when you are sitting there, you know, in some cultures in the mattress. And they I remember there was a lady on one of these channels who said the brother-in-law acted as if he was assisting in, you know, claiming insurance, you know, the life insurances and whatnot, or the burial insurance, whatever you call it. And he says he acted as if that's what he was going to do. He took documents. He took keys to their house. Only to find out that he was going to clean out the husband's accounts even before he was buried.
Imagine.
And there's this risk people take. I believe it's illegal. You can correct me, Mr. SK.
Yeah.
Where they clean up a bank account of deceased people before their estates are even wound up. And I always say, once a person dies, stay away from their accounts. Because who's been making the withdrawals when the person's no more?
Yeah,
that should be illegal.
That's the thing, Luko. And this is what happens. You know, people... These days, Luko, they are just after money than justice and peace.
Yeah, yeah.
You see, they are just running after money.
Mm.
You see. So it's very, the estate should be winded up. Remember, in the estate of a person, there is liabilities.
Mm.
Do you understand?
Yep.
So one, by beggars, Luko, this person has left an estate of 3 million.
Mm-hmm.
Only to find that in that estate of 3 million...
They owe 2 million somewhere.
He owes property, maybe 200,000. It must be minused or deducted from that value of the estate.
Yes.
And that particular creditor should be paid.
Mm.
Then, hence, in the estate, when we wind up in estate, there is what we call Section 35 of the Administration of Estate. That is advertisement.
Okay.
We advertise the estate in the newspapers to say, here is the estate of Mr. So and so. We want to notify creditors. If they are creditors, please come forward so that you can be paid.
Mm.
So creditors must be paid so that even the heirs of the estate or the beneficiary of the estate, they will enjoy their inheritance knowing that all liabilities are being paid.
Sure.
So people will just get a letter of authority. They will run to these companies that are holding monies for life covers, life policies.
That.
Then they cash that money. Then creditors are not paid. At the end of the day, they come and say, we are here to attach. We have obtained a court order.
Meanwhile, you're thinking nothing can be attached because the person's no more.
Yeah, but now remember the claim is against the estate.
Exactly.
But when you are no more, the owner lepolelo she Luko Kaspedi barumulatwa ubuli.
Basically, guys, that your debt never rots. That's
direct translation. Your debt never rots. Mm. So they will claim against the estate. Hence.
Yeah.
When you do testate succession and interstate succession, you'll realize that there is a necessity as to why creditors should be notified. So that they must be paid.
Exactly.
Then when they are paid, what remains? Now it's yours. the bond is settled.
And if nothing, remains, you have everything nothing is settled.
Yeah, then you remain with whatever that is due to you.
Yeah, true. So stop looking, because the thing is, I think people most often look for the money, the coins, the tangible money, and don't look at the assets actually left behind.
The root of all of it.
Love of money, Mr. SK. Here's a question also.
Mm.
What are those things that can make a will invalid? That's another one. Okay. But there's also, I think, Ubab Jek also sent another one.
Mm.
A quick comment quickly first from Cherry Baby. Tell me, my friend's mother drew up their five children, so that their house is for all of them. It's like family house. Okay, I'm not sure if I get the question there. Bob Jack says, don't forget to touch on the issue of estate. What happens if I die and we are married in community of property? Will the house be in my wife's name automatically?
Okay.
Good question, actually.
It's a very valid question. Yeah.
Because that's always...
Who's asking that question?
Bob Jack.
He's encouraging me. Yeah.
So I think one, we once touched a little bit on this, Mr. SK, because I remember sharing a story of a relative who had died. The husband died. They had children. Nothing was ever distributed to the children. It was all to the wife. And you know, uzoza ashabantana mabathu baba athi no yenwam shonile imali yam. So really, what happens to the children? Is it automatic that it goes to the wife? What happens?
Okay,
that's the question posed to you.
Yes, so I've got three questions.
Yes.
Okay, it's fine. Let's start ngale yabab Jack ukuthi who's an executor in an estate.
Oh, you even remember that when I had forgotten that question.
Yes.
Okay.
You see, I've got an elephant mind. The will typically, the executor in a will actually is the names of a person who is responsible for administering the estate according to the will's instructions.
Okay. So the will must have a person listed. As an executor.
The will must have a person listed.
Could that be one of the reasons why a will could be invalid?
Yes.
Oh.
Because you can appoint someone that is not a lawful heir in terms of beneficiary in terms of your estate.
Oh, and is it also possible that you just list names of who should receive without necessarily listing an executor?
Exactly.
And that then automatically makes it invalid.
Yes.
Oh.
You see, so you can choose a wrong person and the law will have to come against that to protect that particular estate.
Okay. No, I get you entirely. And I think that's clear, though. So, but how do you choose the executor? Who should or who is suitable to be an executor?
Is the closest person in terms of your succession. Hence, it's called succession. Let me give an example, Luko. If father and mother dies, the nearest successors are the children.
Oh, all right.
So that's how it succeeds. That's how it moves. To understand, then it will move from the children and to the children's children. To understand, that's how it goes.
Oh.
It's a generational thing.
Clear. So an executor doesn't necessarily need to be a lawyer or someone to that effect.
No.
Oh, I thought it has to be a legal person.
No. You see, an executor is basically a person that distributes, Luko.
Isn't that
there is a will?
Exactly.
Then in a will, one has stated that, okay, this is how my estate should be divided.
But there must be a person liable then for that.
Liable for that. So that when the master of the High Court issues what we call the letter of executorship for estate over 250,000,
yes,
that particular person should be able to distribute.
Oh.
In terms of the will. So you see the danger of not having a will. The master will appoint any other person that can approach them to
and
say,
there's still always people ready to distribute your estate. Yeah, so it's dangerous. Yeah. It really gets dangerous.
You remember
dangerous.
A matter in Soweto, Luko? Mm. We once spoke about it here on the Legal Junction, where the girlfriend made a fake marriage certificate and claimed the estate. Then we realized when the rightful beneficiaries of the estate approached our office, then we realized that no, this estate was actually in the hands of a wrong person. Mm. Then we started threatening to say, it's either we are suing or you surrender.
Did they surrender or did you have to go that route?
We actually, as we speak, we are at the verge of selling the property.
Oh.
Because one, we have now the master has appointed the correct heirs.
Okay.
And the property now should be transferred in their names. And
I hope she's moved out. You
remember,
that's another
remember they've already built there, Luko.
I remember you said.
Yeah, they've already built there. And now the question is, what does the law of property says?
But also, Mr. SK, I was actually thinking about that before you addressed it.
Yeah.
Chances are, even the money she used to build that was not necessarily her money, but that old man's money.
So
the thing is, you've prejudiced me now as the child because I would have decided what to do with my dad's money.
The things people do for money.
But does she still live in the property or has she at least left the property?
They're living in the property. Remember, we tried to engage them through ADR and it led us to go to courts and so forth and so
they
forth.
They wouldn't move.
Yes. So you see such things.
Sure.
Then you end up losing, whereas you should have succumbed and swallowed your pride and develop a principles of Ubuntu.
I'm forcing a very long ride here. You sell the property, yes, you are off the hook. Then the one who buys the property, then they don't want to move out of it.
Yeah, then they must
eviction.
Get a lawyer
another process.
Apply for eviction. Yeah, law is a journey. I always say here on the Legal Junction that the law is like the sea.
What I'm about to say, disclaimer, beloved, it's not Mr. Siyakamela's opinions or that of Radio Pulpit. They take out the doors.
Yes.
But I saw one how you guys will sleep because it's another process. They're never going to want to move out.
Yeah.
But I understand. But did your clients really want to sell or is it because it's gotten too much?
They do not want to stay there anymore.
Oh,
yeah.
It's too much history.
It's choice.
Okay. All
it's
right.
choice
That's
to
good.
Say, do we sell or do we reside in that property?
Oh,
so
okay.
They are elders. They are already residing
they have their
elsewhere.
Own properties.
You see. So, yeah. True. So that is that.
Deep down, I must say, Mr. SK, I'm very happy that I'm a rural girl.
Okay.
Because nobody could sell my family property.
Yeah.
No, like you can't sell umhlabengqabani. Like it's I'm from the deep rurals. So I think sometimes when I hear such stories, I think to myself, your home is home.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, homes for some people are in the cities, and they've got to be sold because of such situations. But I'm like, I'm glad I'm a rural girl because my home will always be there.
Yeah, but akumelanga sabi lukho.
We
haven't been given the spirit of fear.
Yeah,
but of love and a sound mind.
Let me make sure that the next question, have we addressed all the questions?
Let's address the valid will.
Okay, yes.
What
yes.
is a valid will?
Mm.
A will in South Africa is valid if it is in writing.
Number one.
Yeah, this is what in Latin we call sui generis. There's no way we can speak here on the legal junction without putting some word of a Latin word. This is what it's a special, it must be reduced in writing because it's special in its own nature.
Okay.
That is the first step of a valid will. So it's vis-a-vis. We are answering a valid will. And in invalid will cause in check his card. You see, look.
Okay.
So if it's not reduced to writing, it's invalid. If it's written, it's valid.
Okay.
Then it must be signed by the testator. Testator, it's a person that is making a will.
All right.
So you see, if it's not signed by the testator, it's invalid.
It's not valid.
You see?
Okay.
Yeah.
If it doesn't have the correct executor, as we said, it's also invalid.
Yes.
Okay.
It's also invalid. Then again, it must have two competent witnesses.
All right.
Competent witnesses. Yeah. They must be sound and sober. They must not have mental defects or under the influence of any alcohol. They must be sound and sober as the judge.
Alcohol. And then one day when people want to contest that will, they say, no, Luke was probably drunk. Stop it.
It must stop.
It must stop, guys. Somebody said we're such a sad generation who faces over, you know, such things.
You see, Luko. And if the testator is 16 years or older and is of what? Of a sound mind. You see, what I love about the law, I know most of the lawyers, they say, well, they are not Christians because the law does not take sides in as far as Christianity or whatever religious system. Let us help them here on the legal junction. Law and the Bible goes hand in hand. Hence here on the legal junction, when we speak about the law, we also speak about God.
Yeah, and we have scriptures sometimes.
And we have scriptures sometimes that supports what we are talking about when we speak about the law. That's why sometimes you'll find we are speaking about the law and you'll feel as if we are preaching.
You know, I see what you just did there. but here's another one. I don't know if we're done because there's, there's a very valid question here.
Yeah.
And I think before you can even fully answer it, we might need to throw back the questions to our listener. Good afternoon, family. May I know? Okay, it doesn't say anonymous. So Mas Chaba says, good afternoon, family. May I know about mine? We're divorced and have a property worth 1.6 million rand. We have one adopted daughter who is 29 years old. He, I guess it's the husband, doesn't want to sell our house so we can part ways, hoping that one day I will die and he takes over. So that's the plan. The will I want to draft is that I want all my assets to belong to my four sisters' children, excluding my adopted daughter due to my personal issues. Will the will be accepted?
Yeah, you see, Luko, yeah, with the question of Mas Chaba, there's a lot of things that we need to look into.
Because I'm trying to think, if you're divorced, what did the settlement say?
The settlement agreement in the divorce should speak
about the property.
About the property.
That's what I'm thinking.
In actual fact, let's not even base it only on the property. The settlement agreement should speak in as far as division of joint estate.
Okay.
You see, so in the instance of Mas Chaba, it's either the settlement agreement should say, if one does not have, if it's in commit of property, one does not have capacity to buy the other one out, then it should say, if there is no capacity from both parties to buy each other out, then the property should be sold. Then creditor, the bank, should be paid. Then whatever that remains, they must share. You see, so this is where most of the people miss it, Luko, because they will think that if the value of the property is 2 million and the house is sold for 2 million, then they are going to share 1 million, 1 million. I had an instance like that in the office. And they had, from that estate, they had to share 50,000, 50,000. Because
remember, it was still owing the bank.
It was still owing the bank. The bank must be paid. The creditors in estate must be first paid. The priority.
And guys, this is inclusive of whether you're no more or still alive. Because I think that's where they mistake it.
Yes.
When they're alive, they're thinking no. But
So on the issue of Mas Chaba, Luko, it's just the issue of what does the settlement agreement says. Because settlement agreement, there was no way a court should grant a decree of divorce
without a settlement.
You see. So there should be a settlement that speaks to that. So the one of saying he's waiting for me to die and so forth and so forth, that one will set it aside. So basically it's a matter of what does the settlement agreement says? You see.
Sure. So make sure the settlement was he will buy me out. So basically he still hasn't done it. What then can she do?
In the settlement agreement, there should be a time period of saying how long is he going to take to buy her out.
And if he doesn't honor that, maybe we need to go back to the selling the house.
Yeah, if he doesn't honor that. I think with this one, Luco, because ngiyabona seyashaya.
I think
with this one, Maschaba can just maybe send us the settlement agreement. Let's help her to read it. Let's see how best we can assist her.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So we're still dealing with the invalidity, Luco, and validity of a will.
Yes.
One, we said it must be in writing. Two, it must be signed by the testator. Three, it must be signed by two competent witnesses. Four, the testator's capacity. The testator must be at least 16 years old and of a sound mind.
Okay.
You see? Then, meaning they can understand the nature and the consequences of making a will. If you are not of a sound mind, you are under the influence of alcohol, you are not sound, mentally insane, you cannot understand the consequences of a valid will, Luco. Mm-hmm. Then five, not against public interest or good morals. The will's contents must not be unlawful or against public policy.
All right.
So, you see, it must not be against any public interest. It should only pursue your own interest.
Yep.
Not attack the public and so
interest,
forth.
Yeah.
Yes. So six, it must be an original document.
Not those dodgy copies.
Not those dodgy copies. You see, because generally, the Master of the High Court requires an original legally binding will for estate administration. If only a copy exists, a court application may be needed to validate it. If you bring a copy of a will to the Master of the High Court, mm-hmm. you will need a court order that will validate that particular will, Luco.
Okay.
Yes. So the last one, no undue influence or fraud. The will must be made freely and without a coercion or fraudulent action. You cannot be forced or compelled by anyone to make a will. You must make it freely because you want your successors to come and benefit freely.
And I think it kind of answers the other listener who said, my partner doesn't want to make a will. They have to do it.
It has
to be a personal thing. Like Mr. SK is saying, you can try and teach me and convince me to do it, but I must not be coerced into doing it.
Yeah, and I'm happy that me and Luco, we are here every Thursday to come and encourage you to say, this is how the law will help you. This is how the law will protect you.
Yeah, definitely. Whew, we are running out of time.
Rachel
Sinnett is asking, will today's chat be available on podcast?
Of course.
Bab Jack, will it be?
You check and I'm
Luco.
I see ourselves there on YouTube podcast.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so
It's going to be on podcast, definitely, my love. It definitely has to. Bab Jack works overtime to make sure it goes on podcast. Don't worry about that. You'll get it in, let's say, a day or two on the podcast.
Amen.
Mr. SK. Maschaba,
078-306-0456. You can go to our website, www.siakamelalegal.co.za, www.siakamelalegal.co.za. And of course, from myself, the only lawyer of the radio, we are meeting next week, Thursday, same time, same place. God bless you. Much love. Peace.
And thank you for gracing us with your presence. It's time for us to love and leave you. Until next time, God bless. I see another one coming through from Kani Mutlong, but we'll make sure Mr. SK will note it down. And I think Bab Jack wants us to come back with this next week.
Of course.
We'll
we'll definitely do, Bab Jack.
But you're also allowed to take Mr. SK's contact as well if help is needed.
Yeah.
That's it. Time for me to love and leave you. God bless.
Zibanda kanye nathi ekuguquleni impilo zabantu ilizwe liphela apha ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM. You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.